Hello, my name is Associate Pastor Sarah Tate McClendon, and I want to welcome all of you to Running for Christ Ministries Bible Reading Class. We thank God for each one of you that join in with us every week, and we ask that you help us by letting someone else know that this Bible class is here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we will be reading the book of Isaiah, chapters 26 through 30, and following that, we will be answering the review questions. If you would like to take part in answering the review questions or make a comment, just press the number 1, and that will put you in the host queue, and your mic will be open for you to answer or ask a question or make a comment. Please do us a huge favor by keeping all background noise to 0 if possible. A good way to do this is to simply mute your phone when you are not speaking and unmuting when you want to speak. Let's pray. Lord, thank you again for allowing us to just gather in your presence. Allow every listener, every teacher on the call, anyone involved to just be blessed after today, Lord. And just we want to allow you in our space. And thank you again for the gift of invitation to even be with you. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Now we will listen to chapters 26 through 30, and I will see you on the other side.
One may harm it. I am not angry. If only there were briars and thorns confronting me, I would march against them in battle. I would set them all. Isaiah 26. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is the rock eternal. He humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. Feet trample it down, the feet of the oppressed, the footsteps of the poor. The path of the righteous is level. You, the upright one, make the way of the righteous smooth. Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. But when grace is shown to the wicked, they do not learn righteousness. Even in a land of uprightness, they go on doing evil and do not regard the majesty of the Lord. Lord, your hand is lifted high, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be put to shame. Let the fire reserved for your enemies consume them. Lord, you established peace for us. All that we have accomplished, you have done for us. Lord our God, other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone do we honor. They are now dead. They live no more. Their spirits do not rise. You punished them and brought them to ruin. You wiped out all memory of them. You have enlarged the nation, Lord. You have enlarged the nation. You have gained glory for yourself. You have extended all the borders of the land. Lord, they came to you in their distress. When you disciplined them, they could barely whisper a prayer. As a pregnant woman about to give birth writhes and cries out in her pain, so were we in your presence, Lord. We were with child. We writhed in labor, but we gave birth to wind. We have not brought salvation to the earth, and the people of the world have not come to life. But your dead will live, Lord. Their bodies will rise. Let those who dwell in the dust wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. Go, my people. Enter your rooms and shut the doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until his wrath has passed by. See, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will disclose the blood shed on it. The earth will conceal its slain no longer. Isaiah 27. In that day, the Lord will punish with his sword, his fierce, great, and powerful sword. Leviathan, the gliding serpent, Leviathan, the coiling serpent. He will slay the monster of the sea. In that day, sing about a fruitful vineyard. I, the Lord, watch over it. I water it continually. I guard it day and night so that no one may harm it. I am not angry. If only there were briars and thorns confronting me, I would march against them in battle. I would set them all on fire. Or else, let them come to me for refuge. Let them make peace with me. Yes, let them make peace with me. In days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel will bud and blossom and fill all the world with fruit. Has the Lord struck her as he struck down those who struck her? Has she been killed as those were killed who killed her? By warfare and exile you contend with her. With his fierce blast he drives her out, as on a day the east wind blows. By this then will Jacob's guilt be atoned for, and this will be the full fruit of the removal of his sin. When he makes all the altar stones to be like limestone crushed to pieces, no Asherah poles or incense altars will be left standing. The fortified city stands desolate, an abandoned settlement, forsaken like the wilderness. There the calves graze. There they lie down. They strip its branches bare. When its twigs are dry, they are broken off, and women come and make fires with them. For this is a people without understanding, so their Maker has no compassion on them, and their Creator shows them no favor. In that day the Lord will thresh from the flowing Euphrates to the wadi of Egypt, and you, Israel, will be gathered up one by one. And in that day a great trumpet will sound. Those who are perishing in Assyria and those who are exiled in Egypt will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain in Jerusalem. Isaiah 28. Woe to that wreath, the pride of Ephraim's drunkards, to the fading flower, his glorious beauty, set on the head of a fertile valley, to that city, the pride of those laid low by wine. See, the Lord has one who is powerful and strong, like a hailstorm and a destructive wind, like a driving rain and a flooding downpour. He will throw it forcefully to the ground. That wreath, the pride of Ephraim's drunkards, will be trampled underfoot. That fading flower, his glorious beauty, set on the head of a fertile valley, will be like figs right before harvest. As soon as people see them and take them in hand, they swallow them. In that day, the Lord Almighty will be a glorious crown, a beautiful wreath for the remnant of his people. He will be a spirit of justice to the one who sits in judgment, a source of strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. And these also stagger from wine and reel from beer. Priests and prophets stagger from beer and are befuddled with wine. They reel from beer. They stagger when seeing visions. They stumble when rendering decisions. All the tables are covered with vomit, and there is not a spot without filth. Who is it he is trying to teach? To whom is he explaining his message? To children weaned from their milk, to those just taken from the breast? For it is, do this, do that, a rule for this, a rule for that, a little here, a little there. Very well then. With foreign lips and strange tongues, God will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the resting place, let the weary rest, and this is the place of repose. But they would not listen. So then, the word of the Lord to them will become, do this, do that, a rule for this, a rule for that, a little here, a little there, so that as they go, they will fall backward. They will be injured and snared and captured. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scoffers who rule this people in Jerusalem. You boast, we have entered into a covenant with death. With the realm of the dead, we have made an agreement. When an overwhelming scourge sweeps by, it cannot touch us. For we have made a lie our refuge, and falsehood our hiding place. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line. Hail will sweep away your refuge, the lie, and water will overflow your hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled. Your agreement with the realm of the dead will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge sweeps by, you will be beaten down by it. As often as it comes, it will carry you away, morning after morning, by day and by night. It will sweep through. The understanding of this message will bring sheer terror. The bed is too short to stretch out on, the blanket too narrow to wrap around you. The Lord will rise up as he did at Mount Perazim. He will rouse himself as in the valley of Gibeon, to do his work, his strange work, and perform his task, his alien task. Now stop your mocking, or your chains will become heavier. The Lord Almighty has told me of the destruction decreed against the whole land. Listen and hear my voice. Pay attention and hear what I say. When a farmer plows for planting, does he plow continually? Does he keep on breaking up and working the soil? When he has leveled the surface, does he not sow caraway and scatter cumin? Does he not plant wheat in its place, barley in its plot, and spelt in its field? His God instructs him and teaches him the right way. Caraway is not threshed with a sledge, nor is the wheel of a cart rolled over cumin. Caraway is beaten out with a rod, and cumin with a stick. Grain must be ground to make bread. So one does not go on threshing it forever. The wheels of a threshing cart may be rolled over it, but one does not use horses to grind grain. All this also comes from the Lord Almighty, whose plan is wonderful, whose wisdom is magnificent. Isaiah 29. Woe to you, Ariel, Ariel, the city where David settled. Add year to year, and let your cycle of festivals go on. Yet I will besiege Ariel. She will mourn and lament. She will be to me like an altar hearth. I will encamp against you on all sides. I will encircle you with towers and set up my siege works against you. Brought low, you will speak from the ground. Your speech will mumble out of the dust. Your voice will come ghost-like from the earth. Out of the dust, your speech will whisper. But your many enemies will become like fine dust, the ruthless hordes like blown chaff. Suddenly, in an instant, the Lord Almighty will come with thunder and earthquake and great noise, with windstorm and tempest and flames of a devouring fire. Then the hordes of all the nations that fight against Ariel, that attack her and her fortress and besiege her, will be as it is with a dream, with a vision in the night. As when a hungry person dreams of eating, but awakens hungry still. As when a thirsty person dreams of drinking, but awakens faint and thirsty still. So will it be with the hordes of all the nations that fight against Mount Zion. Be stunned and amazed. Blind yourselves and be sightless. Be drunk, but not from wine. Stagger, but not from beer. The Lord has brought over you a deep sleep. He has sealed your eyes, the prophets, he has covered your heads, the seers. For you, this whole vision is nothing but words sealed in a scroll. And if you give the scroll to someone who can read and say, read this, please, they will answer, I can't, it is sealed. Or if you give the scroll to someone who cannot read and say, read this, please, they will answer, I don't know how to read. The Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules they have been taught. Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. The wisdom of the wise will perish. The intelligence of the intelligent will vanish. Woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in darkness and think, who sees us? Who will know? You turn things upside down as if the potter were thought to be like the clay. Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, you did not make me? Can the pot say to the potter, you know nothing? In a very short time will not Lebanon be turned into a fertile field, and the fertile field seem like a forest? In that day the deaf will hear the words of the scroll. And out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind will see. Once more, the humble will rejoice in the Lord. The needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. The ruthless will vanish. The mockers will disappear. And all who have an eye for evil will be cut down. Those who with a word make someone out to be guilty, who ensnare the defender in court and with false testimony deprive the innocent of justice. Therefore, this is what the Lord who redeemed Abraham says to the descendants of Jacob. No longer will Jacob be ashamed. No longer will their faces grow pale. When they see among them their children, the work of my hands, they will keep my name holy. They will acknowledge the holiness of the Holy One of Jacob and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. Those who are wayward in spirit will gain understanding. Those who complain will accept instruction. Isaiah 30. Woe to the obstinate children, declares the Lord, to those who carry out plans that are not mine, forming an alliance but not by my spirit, heaping sin upon sin, who go down to Egypt without consulting me, who look for help to Pharaoh's protection, to Egypt's shade for refuge. But Pharaoh's protection will be to your shame. Egypt's shade will bring you disgrace. Though they have officials in Zoan and their envoys have arrived in Hanes, everyone will be put to shame because of a people useless to them, who bring neither help nor advantage, but only shame and disgrace. A prophecy concerning the animals of the Negev. Through a land of hardship and distress, of lions and lionesses, of adders and darting snakes, the envoys carry their riches on donkeys' backs, their treasures on the humps of camels, to that unprofitable nation, to Egypt, whose help is utterly useless. Therefore I call her Rahab the Do-Nothing. Go now, write it on a tablet for them, inscribe it on a scroll, that for the days to come it may be an everlasting witness. For these are rebellious people, deceitful children, children unwilling to listen to the Lord's instruction. They say to the seers, see no more visions, and to the prophets, give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things, prophesy illusions. Leave this way, get off this path, and stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, this is what the Holy One of Israel says. Because you have rejected this message, relied on oppression, and depended on deceit, this sin will become for you like a high wall, cracked and bulging, that collapses suddenly in an instant. It will break in pieces like pottery, shattered so mercilessly that among its pieces not a fragment will be found. For taking coals from a hearth or scooping water out of a cistern. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, no, we will flee on horses. Therefore you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses. Therefore your pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you will all flee away. Till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountaintop, like a banner on a hill. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. People of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Then you will desecrate your idols overlaid with silver and your images covered with gold. You will throw them away like a minstrel cloth and say to them, away with you. He will also send you rain for the seed you sow in the ground, and the food that comes from the land will be rich and plentiful. In that day your cattle will graze in broad meadows, the oxen and donkeys that work the soil will eat fodder and mash, spread out with fork and shovel. In the day of great slaughter, when the towers fall, streams of water will flow on every high mountain and every lofty hill. The moon will shine like the sun, and the sunlight will be seven times brighter, like the light of seven full days, when the Lord binds up the bruises of his people and heals the wounds he inflicted. See, the name of the Lord comes from afar, with burning anger and dense clouds of smoke. His lips are full of wrath, and his tongue is a consuming fire. His breath is like a rushing torrent rising up to the neck. He shakes the nations in the sieve of destruction. He places in the jaws of the peoples a bit that leads them astray. And you will sing as on the night you celebrate a holy festival. Your hearts will rejoice as when people playing pipes go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. The Lord will cause people to hear his majestic voice and will make them see his arm coming down with raging anger and consuming fire, with cloud burst, thunderstorm, and hail. The voice of the Lord will shatter Assyria. With his rod, he will strike them down. Every stroke the Lord lays on them with his punishing club will be to the music of timbrels and harps as he fights them in battle with the blows of his arm. Topheth has long been prepared. It has been made ready for the king. Its fire pit has been made deep and wide with an abundance of fire and wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of burning sulfur, sets it ablaze.
Amen. All right. We are now going to do the Bible reading question. So let's jump right in. Question number one, what do we gain from trusting in the Lord?
This is Rebecca Johnson. I got chapter 26, verses 3 through 5.
Yes.
Okay. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm well. 3 through 5. Well, how come I'm not there? Okay. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself, is the rock eternal. He humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit directed me this time that instead of doing chapter summaries, he was going to direct me on footnotes. And so there is a footnote for this question. We can never avoid strife in the world around us, but when we fix our thoughts on God, we can experience perfect peace, even in turmoil. As we focus our minds on God and hold on to his word, we become steady and stable. Supported by God's unchanging love and mighty power, we are not shaken by the surrounding chaos. Philippians 4:7 is another reference for this. Do you long for peace? Keep your thoughts on God and your trust in him. Amen. Alrighty. Question number two. What was enlarged and extended by God?
26:15.
Absolutely. How are you?
Fine. Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
As Ms. Johnson said, this is Deacon Reed, so you guys will know.
Hello.
Oh, Lord, you have made our nation great. Yes, you have made us great. You have extended our borders, and we give you the glory. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
Thank you again. All righty. Question number three. Paraphrase the instructions that the Lord gave to avoid his wrath.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, okay, I have 26, and we know it's chapter 26, but I chose 20 and 21.
Yep.
Okay. Go home, my people, and lock your doors. Hide yourself for a little while until the Lord's anger has passed. Look, the Lord is coming from heaven to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will no longer hide those who have been killed. They will be brought out for all to see. Amen?
Amen.
All right, thank
you. Amen. Thank you. All right, question number four. Who watched the vineyard?
27:2-3
2, 3,
and
4.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It was the Lord. And that day, think about the fruitful vineyard. I, the Lord, will watch over it, watering it carefully day and night. I will watch so no one can harm it. My anger will be gone. If I find berries and thorns growing, I will attack them. I will burn them up.
Amen.
Okay.
I meant to say 2 and 3 was right. I'm sorry. My answer was wrong.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Good, because I was just going to ask you how the fourth fit in, but you just cleared
it up. I knew you was. I heard you.
All righty. And good evening to you as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Number five. The nation of David will take root and blossom. True or false?
False.
Well,
I forgot to write the verse down, but it's false.
That's okay. You're right, though. Go ahead, Kevin.
27:6 says, the time is coming when Jacob's descendants will take root. Israel will bud and blossom and fill the whole earth with fruit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, hold on before we go. Hold on before we go. I got to see. I have an answer, but I'm trying to see what it says. Five, the nation of David will take root and blossom. Okay, all right, all right.
Israel will.
My hearing aid isn't working good.
Oh, come on. You know I know how to work around, though, so it's okay. Just saying.
Okay.
All right. Question number six. The nation of Israel will be gathered up together. True or false?
True.
I have 12, and I say it true.
I say it true also.
I have true also.
False. Is it false?
I do have false.
Okay. Wow. Can you give us insight on that?
Yep. I'm going to read it. Yet the time will come when the Lord will gather them together. Oh, I missed that one. Okay. Like, that was a trick question. I'm sorry. Like hand-picked grain. One by one. See, I got it from this. One by one, he will gather them. That's where I got my answer from. That's why I put false.
Yeah, but it's true, though.
It's a trick question.
He said we'll gather. He just put we'll gather them together. So
yeah,
who would have been them?
So I guess I guess it would be true.
Together,
yeah.
And he's going to hand pick them. Mr. 27.
Yep. So my teacher and my teacher in my teacher zone, because the noun in that sentence them is Israel, I would have to make that question true. In verse 12. Yeah, that was my bad. I'm sorry.
That was good. We was right.
Okay. I got a footnote for that one too. God's purpose in judging the earth is not vengeance but purging. He wants to correct us and bring us back to him. God does not punish us, for our sin just to make us suffer, but to make the faithful better equipped for fruitful service. Right. Okie dokie. Question number 7. The Lord is a spirit of blank and a source of blank.
Okay, now that was that one that got me, but I tried.
Yeah, I have 28, 5, and 6.
I just had 5.
Yep.
It's 5 and 6?
Yep.
Okay, I just had 5.
No.
5 and 6. Okay.
Okay. Then at last the Lord of heaven's armies will himself be Israel's glorious crown. He will be the pride and joy of the remnant of his people. He will give a longing for justice to their judges, and he will give great courage to their warriors who stand at the gate. Amen.
Okay, I see 5 and 6 now. Okay.
You know the professor. You know, once the professor speaks.
Right, Professor Welch. Well, no, that's not the way.
You know what?
That is not the way.
I'm over it.
Dr. Welch got that one. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Dr. Welch, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Professor Welch is the gentleman of the house.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8. Where is the stone laid? 16:28:16. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you for the confirmation, Deacon. Therefore, what the sovereign Lord says, look, I am placing a foundation stone in Jerusalem, a firm and tested stone. It is a precious cornerstone that is safe to build on. Whoever believes needs never be shaken.
Amen.
All right.
All righty. There is a footnote for this one. If you're building
may
anything.
May I read that?
Oh, go ahead, Professor. Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, let me slide on in there. And
okay.
The reason is following. Footnote says, if you're building anything, you need a firm base. Isaiah speaks of a foundation stone, a precious cornerstone that will be laid on Zion. This cornerstone stone is the Messiah, the foundation on whom we build our lives. Is your life built on this, on a flimsy base, or your own successes or dreams? Or is it set on a firm foundation? Amen.
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 Amen. And we all know that cornerstone is identified as Jesus himself, a.k.a.
Oh,
Messiah. Amen, which I'm really grateful for. All right, number 9. The Lord Almighty's plan is blank, and wisdom is blank.
Now, I have 28:29.
Yep. That's it.
Okay. It says, the Lord of heaven's armies is a wonderful teacher, and he gives the farmer great wisdom. So his almighty plan is to teach us, and his wisdom is great. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the NIV, it says
Lord is heaven's arm is a wonderful teacher, and he gives the farmer great wisdom. Okay. I didn't have that answer. I didn't have that answer at all. Okay. Thank you.
I was going to read it from the NIV real quick.
Go ahead.
I will. 1 second. Let me. I got to go. On my phone. 28:29. All right. Hold on. All right. All this also comes from the Lord Almighty, whose plan is wonderful, whose wisdom is magnificent. So that supports the NLT translation, which Dr. Welch just read. Amen.
Don't let him have you calling to me that.
I know, Lolo. You know you my girl. All right. What city did David settle in?
29:1.
Good. Amen.
What sorrow awaits Ariel, the city of David? Year after year, you celebrate your feast.
Amen. There is a footnote for this one. Amen. Ariel is a name for Jerusalem, David's city. It may mean lion of God, suggesting that Jerusalem was as strong as a lion, or altar hearth, because Jerusalem was the place of the altar at the temple. See chapter 29, verse 2, in Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 15 and 16. There would be great sorrow because the temple altar would no longer be used for worship. All righty. Number 11. Explain what happens during the deep sleep that the Lord brings.
That's 29:10-12.
Amen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it says, for the Lord has poured out on you a spirit of deep sleep. He has closed the eyes of your prophets and visionaries. All the future events in this vision are like a sealed book to them. When you give it to those who can read, they will say, we can't read it because it is sealed. When you give it to those who cannot read, they will say, we don't know how to read.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number 12. What does the Lord say to Jacob's, Israel's descendants?
I got 29,
23, and 24. Amen.
22.
Well, since you politely asked, I will.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And this is why the Lord who redeemed Abraham says to the people of Israel, my people will no longer be ashamed or turn pale with fear. For when they see their many children, all the blessings I have given them, they will recognize the holy of the Holy One of Jacob. They will stand in awe for the God of Israel. Then the wayward gain understanding and the complainers will accept instruction. Is that too far?
Nope, that was perfect. Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number 13. The children are the obstinate nation, and we're obedient. True or false?
I had false, and I had 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. I had false, else? And I had 31.
Or is it just
2?
1?
Yep. That's what I
have. I'll do 1 and 2 because y'all like being really thorough. I'm okay with it. It don't bother me. Can you read that for me, please, Eric?
Yes, I can. What sorrow awaits my rebellious children, says the Lord. You make plans that are contrary to mine. You make alliances not directed by my spirit, thus piling up your sins. Oh, no, excuse me. You make alliances not directed by my spirit, thus piling up your sins. Without consulting me, you have gone down to Egypt for help. Okay, wait a minute. I can say number 1.
Okay.
Yeah, just number 1.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
No, thank you. That works. Appreciate it. All right.
What about verse 9?
Verse 9?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that one works too.
That's
what
I
stubborn. Yeah, I like that.
I had 9.
Yeah.
9. These people are stubborn old girls and old.
I had the footnotes 231.
Yep. I'll take 9 too. That works. You guys are awesome. So thorough.
Okay.
Can you read the footnote for me?
And again, the children are the people of Judah. See 1 and 2. The 1, 2. Those who have rebelled against God, the negotiations for an alliance were underway, and
Isaiah condemned their twisted plan. The people of Judah sought advice from everyone but God. When we are driven by fear, we tend to search everywhere for comfort, advice, and relief, hoping to find an easy way out of our troubles. Instead, we should just consult God out of all our troubles. Although he gives emergency help in a crisis, he prefers to be our guide throughout our lives. By reading his word and actively seeking to do his will, we can maintain our bond with him who provides stability no matter what the crisis. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I needed that. Thank you. All right. Question number 14. The Lord longs to be blank and show blank.
Was it 18?
18.
Yep. It was 18.
18, yes. So the Lord must wait for you to come to help so he can show you his love and compassion, for the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. Amen.
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 Amen. I'll read it out the NIV too. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Question number 15. I was like completely asleep when I did this, when I was submitting my questions. So I put together is not prepared. However, the first word is supposed to be toste is not prepared. True or false?
That's what I saw.
I got false.
Yeah,
30,
y'all are so awesome. Thank you for being so gracious.
What did you say was supposed to be well prepared?
Toste. And it's chapter 30, verse 33.
Mm-hmm. Topheth has long been prepared. It has been made ready for the king. Its fire pit has been made deep and wide with an abundance of fire and wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of burning sulfur, sets it ablaze. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
See, that one, I couldn't figure out that part.
Oh, I
figured it out after looking at it 3 days.
I'm sorry. And by the time I looked at it, when the questions came out, I was like, oh, shoot. But it was 3 in the morning. I'm a teacher. Show me the grace.
There's room for typographical errors. I've made them myself.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, I'm going to pray real quick, and I hope you guys have a great evening.
Wait, hold on before you pray. Hold on. Are you like this with your students in school?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, I wouldn't mind coming to class.
All the time.
Okay.
And I got snacks.
Yeah, that's even better, the flex.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Thanks for asking. Because I enjoy it. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you again for allowing us to just be here with you, Lord. And thank you again for the energy, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the grammatical errors so you know that we're not perfect, Lord. And thank you just for allowing us to just spend some time together and have some fun in your word. Thank you again for just being with us as we do this. And bless each and every person that's listening to have a tremendous week and very uneventful. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Excellent class. Excellent work.
Thank you.
Amen. Good class, good answers, good participation, good joke. I'm getting ready to make up a word. The root word is jovial, but I'm going to call it joviality. A good joviality. Megan say woo. That was a big word, wasn't it? Right? Joviality. Couldn't just go with jovial.
Right.
But anyway, Amen. It's good to have fun and learn at the same time. And you know, y'all know me. I'm past the jokes a lot, so you know I'm down. You know I'm down for it. You know. Okay. So good class, Sarah. And I appreciate you and thank you. And tell your husband, James, we appreciate him allowing his wife to come and teach us. We thank you for that. And thank them children, Hunter and Harley, too.
Yes.
Okay, real quick announcements. Deaconess Kathy Clyburn is up next week, and she's going to take us from 31 to 40. And preaching this Saturday will be Associate Pastor Sarah Tate. Amen. She'll be back at it this Saturday. I will be preaching Sunday. We're having Men's Month this month, and I'll be talking about Peter, the disciple slash apostle Peter. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. It's so much about him that, you know, I knew it, but I didn't know it. And just to let you know, there's 21 different places in the book of Matthew where Peter was up front. And in the book of Acts, he's in all but of the first 15 chapters, he's in all but about four of them. So there's quite a bit to talk about old Peter. So this Sunday I'll be preaching about Peter. And Monday will be our second Christian history class. You can find all of the handouts on our church website. Just click on handouts, review questions, and all the handouts are there, even for the week after next week. It's already there. There's lots of scriptures that have to be read while you're going through there. Now, if you know those scriptures, just know it, and the Holy Spirit will know you know it. You don't have to go read it. But if you don't know it, then the Holy Spirit going to know you don't know it, and so you need to go read it, okay? So that's why I handed that paper out early, because, you know, it's a lot of reading there, okay? And so we'll see you on Monday for our Christian History class part two, and we'll be looking forward to that. Okay, God bless you. God keep you. Any more announcements? Anybody want to say anything before we close out? No. Ooh, when Bible class over, it's over. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Unless y'all want me to sing a song to take us out.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play a song. I ain't going to sing one. Pastor Charles Jenkins say, Pastor, you preach and teach, and I'm going to sing. Amen. Happy birthday to Deacon Charles Tate.
Come on.
Let's
right
go down to his house right now and party, y'all.
Shit, I don't care. Come on.